Hello, everyone. This is Andre from The Mental Elf, and I'm here with Dr. Rob Schaefer. He's an Oxford GP, works at the Homeless Medical Centre in Oxford, and he has just given a really brilliant presentation with his colleagues about the personality disorder training work they've been doing for the last couple of years in Oxford. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Andre. Thanks for having me.
So as a GP, what's your advice about how we can do better for people who present with complex emotional needs?
Yeah, really good question. I think that's the question essentially to try and answer that question is what led to us creating the PDPOP, Personality Disorder Positive Outcomes Programme. So the interesting thing is GPs are specialists in communication skills. And the communication skills that we're generally taught will work for most of our consultations, perhaps 95% of them. But there's some consultations that it definitely doesn't work for. So patients presenting repeatedly with problems that just don't seem solvable, patients presenting in crisis, aggressively, or patients who then just suddenly seem to disappear off the radar and just DNA, that's in other words, fail to attend or follow up. Now, there's this sort of feeling that there are some consultations, but something else is going on, and the normal ways of consulting just don't seem to be working. So my advice would be that if that's happening in those ones, that should prompt a moment to sort of stand back and say, well, hang on, what may be happening here? What might be driving things? Something's not working. We're very practical people, GPs. We want to be effective. I think certainly effectiveness is one of the sort of key values that's driven my career. So my advice would be, if it's not working, just step back. Now, what's the bigger picture? What can be very revealing is taking the time to maybe look back through the notes and take a little bit more time to understand, if you like, holistically what may be going on, and maybe talking to colleagues. And that can be just an informal chat, or it could be something more formal, such as a kind of complex case discussion, where you can get a number of perspectives that might inform what is actually driving the behaviour or the challenge, or what's driving our unhelpful response. And I guess that's what we try and model when we do the PDPOP training. We create a space for people to step back and look at a team, at some of the interactions that generate strong emotions amongst the team. And we give them some key skills. And we explain what personality disorder is. So taking a step back, getting the bigger picture, in the round, if you like, both in terms of a deeper look into the notes and more perspectives around the practice, whether that's formal or informal. Having an open mind or kind of awareness that maybe personality disorder is a diagnosis or term that could be useful in helping us understand what's going on. And then looking at how we manage our own habitual responses, and how we might sort of think again or recognise if we're falling off the rescue blame seesaw, for example, or if we're finding ourselves getting very activated repeatedly over and over again in ways that aren't helpful.
Is this stuff even on people's radar?
So our experience is it very much is. I think most GPs are certainly aware. And remember, we don't just train GPs, we train the whole practice team together, so receptionists, GPs and nurses. They're certainly very aware that there are a number of frequent attending patients where, the surgery struggles to meet their needs and the interactions don't generally go well. So I think people know that. They're aware that it's an unmet need, an unmet learning need. But they don't have an easy way of filling it, so it becomes unfilled. There's nowhere they don't necessarily know, well, how do I learn the skills? Are they even learnable? And that's where we come in. I think that's where we come in to say, yes, it's a learnable skill set. It's not inherently any more difficult than learning about any other part of medicine. But it's just until now, no one's been able to sort of condense the skills in a way that's absorbable by GP teams. That's really what we've relentlessly focused on, is how do you get the key skills and plant the key seeds so the practice feels that, yeah, this is doable. We can do things differently.
Where do you think the role of a GP ends now? Because I was talking to a GP just a couple of years ago, thinking about how we can help people with mental health problems. Sorts of severe, enduring mental health problems. And he was saying that actually you know, none of the actual treatment for mental health problems that NICE would recommend is the stuff that he does. You know, it's helping people with benefits assessments or, you know, doing the kind of social prescribing type work.
Yeah, so what are the limits to a GP's role? Sometimes it's hard to know, isn't it? I think there's some things that are reasonable to see as core GP work. One of them is the core skill of being a GP is being a generalist, to see how the different physical, mental, emotional and social needs sort of fit together and interact with each other. That's core generalism. So I think one really useful skill that GPs already have is to be the person that can see how that all fits together and share that with the patient. You know, these appear to be your issues at the moment, all right? Let's come up with a plan about how you can tackle them, things that we can do, things that you can do. So that initial, these seem to be the problems, and let's have a conversation about what a plan might look like and maybe what the priority order is then. In reality, GPs, you're quite right, never not really going to be doing any starter CBT or DBT, although some of them, and I do sometimes, although I have longer consultations in the Homeless Medical Centre, might do some introductory work to give someone an idea what that looks like. But in reality, it might be just explaining what the therapeutic process looks like, explaining what a social prescriber can do, explaining how and giving people confidence in the local relevant services. So, for example, in Oxford, I might be saying, this is the safe haven, this is MIND, this is the complex needs service. These are the kind of things they do, and this is what they're there for, and this is how to get in touch with them. So I think, the overall generalist view and skilled signposting. Signposting is such an easy word, isn't it? It sounds like, off you go. It sometimes can probably come across as getting rid of someone, but meaningful signposting is actually helping person understand, this is the service, and this is when you can use it, and this is how it works, and I have confidence in it. I think that's massive if you can do that as a GP.